This weekend marks Seattle's 40th annual Gay Pride celebration. Sunday morning, the parade will snake through the streets of downtown. But it is up on Capitol Hill in and near Cal Anderson Park, where most of the weekend's Pride takes place. As we head into Pride weekend, we take some time to introduce Cal Anderson to people who don't know who he was. Here is KUOW's Arwen Nix.
Last weekend, I headed to Cal Anderson Park, and I wanted to know if the people laying out in the grass and playing frisbee had any idea who Cal Anderson was.
No, I don't. No.
I doubt.
Do you have any idea who Cal Anderson is?
No, not related to Ripken, I assume.
I know he was a man. Yeah, I see his picture down at the other end of the park.
What's the name of this park?
Cal Anderson Park.
Do you know who Cal Anderson was?
No, there's a picture of him over there.
A gay activist, and he was gay, and he died of AIDS, and the park is named in his honor.
Of the more than a dozen people that I asked, it was only that last woman, Susan Subach, that could tell me about Cal Anderson.
Why did they name the park after him?
Cal Anderson was the first openly gay Washington State legislator. A Vietnam veteran, he was appointed to the 43rd Legislative District in 1987 and elected in 1988. The park that now bears his name was built after the Great Seattle Fire. It was originally called Lincoln Park. In the more than 100 years since, the name has changed a few times. It was renamed Cal Anderson Park in 2004. Anderson died of AIDS nearly 20 years ago, but many of the friends he is survived by still live here in Seattle.
For us, every time I think of Cal Anderson Park, I think of Cal. It's just not the name of a park, it's about Cal. And so I think it's just amazing to hear that people don't know who he is because he's been such an important part of our lives.
That's Michael Shiasaki. He's the Planning and Development Division Director of Seattle Parks and Recreation. He was a friend of Cal Anderson's. He worked on the redevelopment project that turned a reservoir and playfield into what we now know as Cal Anderson Park. He was first introduced to Cal Anderson by his then-boyfriend and now husband, Ed Murray.
Ed was working on a political campaign for Cal, and I remember being invited over to their home where they were doing some strategy up in Cal's office, and then Eric Ashino, who was Cal's partner at the time, was also there. So I do remember meeting him years and years ago.
The story is a little more complicated than that. So Cal was my closest friend as well as my mentor, and I told him I was dating this new guy, so he just wanted to see what Michael was like.
So it was a bit of an interview. You didn't even realize it, maybe.
I don't think I realized it was an interview, so, you know, it's good to remind me of that now.
Ed Murray is Seattle's first openly gay mayor. He was Cal Anderson's protege in the 1980s and 90s. He worked with Anderson on his campaigns, and the two became very close.
So we talked to each other every day on the phone, usually several times a day. The Cal Anderson that I read about or hear about now doesn't resemble the Cal Anderson that I knew. He's been turned into sort of a plastic saint, and he was very much Cal, the very, very practical politician, who had a lot of struggles in the gay and lesbian community that I actually didn't experience to the extent that he experienced. The contentious nature of gay and lesbian politics at the time meant that he was sort of the man. He was from the Democratic Party. He was the government person. And a good part of the gay and lesbian community spent a good deal of time attacking him until he got ill. And I remember him once telling me the hardest part of his job was his own community.
Cal Anderson was not an activist. And it took him a while to grow into the role of advocate. He described himself as a Democrat that happened to be gay. He faced a lot of fire for not being left enough, for not moving fast enough.
In some senses, it's a scenario that I've experienced, Jamie Peterson has experienced, other gay and lesbian elected officials experience, that you're just not gay enough at sometimes for folks.
Cal Anderson did get our hate crimes protections expanded to include gays and lesbians. But Anderson never filed a same-sex marriage equality bill. He didn't think we were ready. Ed Murray did then, and he still does admire him politically.
He was successful in the legislature because he knew how to work parliamentary procedure like probably nobody else did. He paid attention to details. He was quite willing to confront people if he needed to confront them, whether they were in the LGBT community or whether they were Republicans.
To hear the mayor tell it, Cal didn't just thrive on parliamentary process. He loved it. head over heels, lovesick, infatuated with the political process. A politician's politician. As the mayor and Michael finished their morning tea and coffee, I asked them what Cal would think of the park.
Oh, he would love it. Cal would love the fact that the park was named after him. And, you know, after he died, I was asked to do a lot of things to keep his legacy alive. And I decided the thing I would focus on is working with the citizens who were then organizing the park. We worked to get the name changed. I had state money put in the budget that helped build the field house. So he would absolutely love it.
For me, it's been really meaningful to work on a park project for somebody that, you know, I so admire.
And if Cal were alive today, would he be in the park this weekend for the Pride celebrations? Would he don a prom dress and play rugby?
He certainly would have been at a good number of them. Now, there's way more now than there was back in those days.
And I'm sure he would have been there in his prom dress. So,
No, he wouldn't have done that. That I know he wouldn't have done.
Pride festivities kick off in Cal Anderson Park tomorrow morning. There will be food trucks, music, drag queen story time, and, of course, prom dress rugby. If you're there, take a moment to walk northwest toward the mountain-shaped fountain and look up at the red wall. There's a 10-foot-tall black and white portrait of a man wearing glasses. That's Cal Anderson. For KUOW, I'm Arwen Nix.